Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Today's episode of the Visibility Factor podcast is brought to you by Amplify You, the ultimate program designed to unleash your full potential and amplify your success. Imagine having a personal coach cheering you on, guiding you through a journey of self-discovery, and helping you break free from those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. That's exactly what Amplify You is all about, whether you're a leader now or aspiring to be one. This program is your ticket to a more confident, empowered you. It's like having a supportive friend in your corner encouraging you to dream big. It's about having the career success that you want and creating a life you truly deserve. Amplify You offers a unique experience to help you build the confidence to tackle any challenge life throws your way. If you're interested in learning more about the program, please visit susanmbarber.com and click on the menu item Programs. Are you ready to transform your life and your career? Let's make it happen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. Today, we're going to talk about being bold. Now, I want to take you back to when you were young. Do you remember when you were young and you jumped and you ran all day long? You didn't question about whether you should do it. You just did it. You were bold and courageous. Somehow, we give away that gift of boldness as we grow older. We give away our power and become doubtful and fearful. It isn't one big situation that causes that to shift. It happens bit by bit over time. Someone criticizes us or tells us that we shouldn't do something because it's dangerous. So we stop. It is so sad. We listen to other people instead of trusting ourselves. What they are saying to us is that they have their own fears about whatever you may be doing, and they're scared to take the risk. They're afraid to try things, and so they try to hold us back to join them on that safer journey. When I was going through the visibility challenges back at Kraft, I created a statement that said, "I'm a bold, visible leader who transforms organizations." I definitely didn't feel bold when I wrote that down the first time, but that was the point. I knew that I had to write it down and say it out loud. I needed to be that person. I could no longer hide in the back of the room once I started writing this down and saying it to myself every day. I would need to do bold things, things that were 180 degrees different than what I had been doing. I had to do that for people to see me differently. I needed to prove to myself that I could be that person. So what if you created a statement for yourself that included the word bold in it? I know at first it might feel scary, but what if it changed you and how you showed up? Could it be empowering for you instead? That is how you start to shift the limiting beliefs in your head. Stepping into something that is a bit scary, out of your comfort zone, can shift you into a place of new possibilities. As the saying goes, you never know until you try. So what if you could be brave and bold enough to simply try? Just experiment with one action that is bolder than what you would normally do. So I want to give you another example. Think about the first time you ever jumped into the deep end of the pool, or maybe the shallow end if you needed to work your way up to the deep end. Some people have no fear about doing that, while others, like me, definitely did. I had to psych myself up to jump into the deep end and then get myself over to the edge of the pool as quickly as possible. It takes courage to be bold and do something that scares you. Picture yourself standing on the edge of the pool. You imagine all the potential consequences. It is the thought of what could happen to you at this point. You haven't even jumped in yet. So how could you know that those things would even happen? So let's have a little fun with this. What is something bold that you could do that is completely out of character for you? It might be jumping out of a plane, doing skydiving. It might be surfing. It might be flying out of the country, something that you've never done before. For me, it was sitting at the table with the executive team and showing them that I was a different person. What is something that no one would expect you to do? Something that is just so different that you've never done before. For me, that would have been bungee jumping in Singapore. No one would have ever expected me to do that, but I did. So think about something that no one would expect and try it. When you think of a bold person, what do you think about? How do they act? What do they do? What are words that they say? How would you describe someone who's bold? Because you assigning that name to them means you see something in them that's bold for you. What would have to shift for someone to describe you as bold? So if you change some of the things that you were doing, or if you started doing things that are out of character for you, can you see that they might think of you as bold? And the last question is, how would it feel for someone to describe you as bold? It may be uncomfortable. It may feel like, I'm feeling like an imposter. I don't feel like I'm bold at all. I feel like I'm still the same person. I want you to think about these questions and kind of put yourself in an uncomfortable place to describe those things about other people and yourself. The point is to get out of your head and into possibilities by answering these questions, especially that last one. I know that it might feel like you're an imposter, but could it also feel fun? Could it also feel exciting to be someone who's known as bold? Just explore it. You don't have to have the perfect answer here. So I mentioned a few minutes ago, my bold move was to sit at the executive table for our monthly meetings where everyone attended. I got there early and was visibly at the table. I knew people were thinking, why on earth is she sitting there? But I just smiled at them. And do you know what happened? No one kicked me out. I found ways to enter the conversation and presented things. And I really felt like I needed to do that because I was sitting there, because it was important that I contributed. I acted like I belonged there and everyone accepted that fact. I was able to do that because I knew I had to do it for my team. I had to be there and represent our group in a bigger way and talk about our successes. I had to set an example for them on how to be bolder and stand up for what I believed in. So what could be your bold move? You may not be able to do what I did, especially if you're working remotely, but how could you speak about something with conviction? That would be bold. How could you offer to lead something new or different to show that you can? Just think about some of the opportunities, gaps that exist in your organization. Find a problem to solve. Show up with conviction and talk about why you care about it and why you're the right person to do it. I remember a time when I stood up against our whole leadership team and said I disagreed with the approach on something. I didn't believe that it was the right thing to do for the project, the company, and I saw it as a waste of money. I said how I felt with such conviction that they had to listen. Do you know what gave me the courage to do that? My manager at the time had done something similar. I knew it wasn't easy for her and it took a lot of courage, but she did it. Again, do you know what happened? They listened to her. Neither my manager nor I did this for fun. Not fun at all. We truly believed that it was the right thing to do. We came from a place of integrity. We didn't do it all the time. And so when we did do it strategically, we did it when it was necessary and they paid attention. Now, sometimes you can do that and be overruled anyway. It happens and you should know this. Sometimes you have to go along with something that is totally the opposite of what you think should happen. But sometimes you win those battles and sometimes you have to just stand up for what you know is the right thing to do. But if you stand up for something, just know that they saw you. You stood up with conviction to state what you thought, even though everyone else disagreed. It doesn't matter if they agreed with you, although it might be tough to take if you really wanted to do something and they didn't see it as something they want to do. But they got to see a new side of you. That's the win. They saw something who was willing to stand up for what they believed in. They saw a bold leader. Now, all of these examples are uncomfortable the first time. I was listening to a podcast recently. The guest talked about her fear of surfing. Her niece asked if they could take surfing lessons together. She was beyond scared and looked for any excuse that she could find to get out of actually putting the surfboard in the water. Luckily, the instructor that they had wasn't going to let her off the hook that easily. I'm guessing the instructor sees his fear in everyone. She went out in the water, got up, and got knocked down by a big wave. She kept doing it until she realized that she was doing it for longer periods before getting knocked down, and she was actually having fun. It was inspiring now, and she couldn't wait to go out and try it again. Now, if she had stayed in her comfort zone, she would have missed out on this great opportunity and wonderful experience with her niece. So think about one thing that you're avoiding right now. Could you make a different choice and look at whatever it is and see it as something that you'd be excited to do instead of scared, instead of worried, instead of anxious? It's all about how you think about it. So I found a few facts that I thought I would share with you around boldness. So Zenger Folkman did some research on 76,000 leaders who completed 360-degree assessments. You may have done an assessment where a 360 is when they ask other people for feedback on you, and you do the assessment yourself, your boss does it. So you kind of have a 360-degree view of your leadership and how people see you. What came out of that work that they did on these assessments is that boldness in leaders seems to have a dramatic positive impact on overall perceived effectiveness. So I share this link with you in the notes so that you can take a look at it for yourself. But after they did this view of people from a 360-degree view, they also gave them assessments to take on their own. They did this with a smaller subset of leaders, 1,400 respondents, and what they wanted to know was how they viewed boldness. Out of that group of 1,400, they identified the top 10% who saw themselves as the most bold, and the lowest 10% those who saw themselves as the least bold. So I wanted to share some of these items where the comparison between the top 10% and the bottom 10% was the greatest. So the first, the boldest leaders are 50% more likely to take risks than the least bold leaders. Now, most organizations are looking for leaders who are willing to step up, take risks, be able to take a leap on something that feels ambiguous and uncertain. Their ease at taking risks needs to be balanced with careful judgment around the risks that are reasonable. The boldest leaders are 41% more likely to think outside the box and be less conventional. This trait leads them to be more innovative and creative, but it may also lead them to resist following standard procedures and processes. The boldest leaders are 37% more likely to be strategic and future-focused. The least bold leaders tend to be more tactical and focused on immediate problems or concerns. Bold leaders can become so future-focused that they might ignore immediate concerns. So what they're trying to do here is show the positive to wherever they landed, but also what can happen on the other side of that. The boldest leaders are 35% more likely to make decisions quickly and then move forward. Most organizations greatly value leaders who are willing to make good decisions, but once again, these leaders need to be careful to get all the facts and evaluate alternatives. The boldest leaders are 32% more likely to move at a quick pace, which is generally a positive trait. But when you move at a quick pace, you can become impatient and frustrated when things move slowly or when others aren't moving as fast as you are. The boldest leaders are 29% more likely to let others know when they disagree. Now, typically, this is a great trait because you always know where a person stands. Bold leaders, however, need to take care not to be too disagreeable and not disagree on every conversation. The boldest leaders are 24% more likely to speak up when they have something to say. Most of the time, it's great to have people who are willing to speak up, but sometimes you might need people to just get on board and go along. And that's hard to do for some people who have strong opinions. But at some point, we used to call it being a good corporate citizen. You just have to go along with what the organization needs you to do. The boldest leaders are 23% more likely to be confident. But once again, this can lead to a place of overconfidence or a lack of humility. The boldest leaders are 22% more likely to be extroverted. However, there are times when these people might be better off if they sat back and listened to others lead. And the last one is the boldest leaders are 20% more likely to try new or unproven approaches if they look promising. If a leader isn't careful, this could also lead to taking risks that could have a negative impact on the organization. So when I saw these percentages, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought they'd be higher, especially on the bold side of things. I thought people who I think of as bold, very confident, right? Not afraid to take a risk, are willing to put themselves out there in an uncomfortable place and try things. What I thought about this is that in the 360 assessment, that is how other people are weighing in on a person's boldness, right? How they see them. For this last section that I just went through all those percentages with you, that's a self-assessment. And for us, a lot of times we devalue the things that we're good at. We don't see ourselves in the best way all the time. And so I think that's why those numbers might actually be lower, because people don't always see themselves as bold, or they might have an opinion about what bold means to them. And so I think those numbers are lower for that reason. So it's kind of interesting to see how an assessment done by other people about you can show one thing and how they see you, whereas we might have a blind spot about ourselves and not be able to see it. There's also a few things that I wanted to share with you from a couple other articles. Kevin Dom had written an article called Seven Things Really Bold People Do. So I'm curious for you to listen to this piece and think about it for yourself. People who choose to be bold are inspiring, not just because they get big things accomplished, but because they also instigate growth, progress, and movement for themselves and others around them. Sadly, far more people wait for someone who is bold to lead the way, hoping somehow luck will shine success upon them. So I'm sure you've seen that where you're in a meeting and they ask for volunteers or they want someone to lead something. You will most likely see the boldest person step up to do that. But what they also have going for them is that they own their flaws and strengths. They keep clear priorities. They speak up. They pair action with knowledge. They accept the value of failure. They see it as something to learn from. They make the most of small wins, and they build momentum. So think about those different characteristics and where you see yourself on that list. Do you see that those are things that you do today and maybe you never considered them as things that are bold? So how can you be bolder? Start with knowing who you are as a leader. What do you believe in strongly? What are your values? Be unafraid to say no. Hold your boundaries and ensure that what you do, you feel is the right thing to do. Identify something bold that moves you out of your comfort zone each day. Reflect on how you did that night. Did you do something bold? How did it feel? What happened when you did it? Just do a little reflection for yourself. And the last one, resolve conflicts directly instead of avoiding them. So many organizations avoid conflicts that could be easily handled and just solved quickly. And instead, we let them fester. Sometimes we just hope with time it'll get better. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes people are holding on to those frustrations and negativity, and it may impact the next conversation that you have with that person. So just resolve it quickly and take the bold move and say, could we just talk about this? I really feel like we could solve the problem faster if we just spend a few minutes discussing it. So I'll share the links to all of these different pieces with you in the show notes. Let's move into the visibility action. Let's talk about what the impacts of being bold are for us. I asked you to think about being bolder and trying some new things. I shared with you the bold actions I took at work. What will you do for yourself now? What if you don't do anything different though? You could just stay where you are, do nothing different than what you've been doing. But just think about how many amazing experiences you might be missing out on because you're afraid of what could happen. Are you overthinking all the potential pitfalls and avoiding the things that you might need the most? What if you just changed the way you looked at it? What if you looked at the moment of fear and instead of giving into it, you took it as a sign that you're supposed to try this? Being bolder than we have been before brings opportunities that allow us to learn, grow, and experience new things. We get to choose to be bold and brave instead of scared and uncomfortable. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor podcast.